Today, the beverage aisle looks a lot different than it used to. America's beverage companies are working together. We're delivering the options everyone wants. In fact, nearly 60% of beverages Americans buy have zero sugar. You'll find more variety than ever, including more of your favorites, now available with zero sugar. You'll also find more sizes and clear calorie information on the front of every can, bottle, and pack. We know when it comes to finding balance, the more choices, the better.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Congratulations on the Alto Knights. I see a lot of movies in my job, and this is by far my favorite this year. It's incredible. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
And Erwin, you've produced so many great films. Is it true you've been trying to make this particular one since the 70s?
Yeah, we've been working on it back in the day. As a matter of fact, I originally worked with Michael Cimino on a version of this. And we really didn't have a version that I thought was workable until Barry Levinson came on and worked with Nick Pileggi and I and brought in the character of Vito Genovese. So it became basically what we call a two-hander. The relationship between Genovese and Costello, who grew up together and were kind of small-time mobs together, and basically how the competition to take over the mafia in America was between these two men, and how ultimately it brought the mafia down because up until then, J. Edgar Hoover, the head of the FBI, wouldn't recognize that there was a nationwide mafia family.
And you mentioned the two-hander. Robert, when the idea came around to take on both roles, was that Erwin? Was that you? Was that Barry? How did that come about?
Well, I don't know if Erwin's aware of this, I don't know, but I was told, Erwin was pushing me to do it, the idea, and I was considering, I thought, yeah, this is interesting. There'd be another reason for me to do this movie again besides just working with Erwin, Barry Levinson, and Nick Pileggi, I've known for decades and worked with so many times. But then I was told that my agent, Josh Lieberman, had suggested it to Erwin. I don't know, is that true?
Right.
No.
No, okay. We straightened that out. So it was then Erwin was the...
No, what happened was when Bob told me he liked it, and he said to me, I don't know if you remember this, Bob said to me, who do you think should play Vito Genovese? And frankly, I couldn't think of anybody. Actors from that period, really there aren't many really, really great ones. Obviously, a Robert Redford or somebody like that would not be right for it. Yeah. I couldn't think of anybody. It wasn't like I studied it and said, oh, this is... And I blurted out, why don't you play both parts? And there was a long pause. And Bob can do long pauses very, very well. And he said, really? Really? And then I think at some point you said, what did Barry think of that? Mm. And I said, I don't know. I just made it up. And you called Barry, right? And he liked the idea.
Yeah. So then I said, let me think about it a couple of days just to be, you know. And I said, yeah, this should be what I should do.
And I imagine, obviously, technically, it's quite difficult to play both roles in scenes where you're both together. But I presume you've seen it now. And dare I ask, what did you think of you talking to you? Did you see it?
No, it was good. I was concerned about who would play the other part while I was doing it. I had to not just do it to thin air or anything. Or to a script supervisor or to somebody that got just to read lines. I had to find somebody, an actor. So I talked to the cast members who were playing the other mob guys, and decided to work with this guy Joe Bacino, the actor who played Gambino, I think. And he was
Gambino,
great.
Yeah.
He learned both parts. And we worked together, and it was a tremendous help.
Listen, I've got to wrap very quickly, but Robert, can I ask, is this true? I've just been doing some research on you. I know a bit of your ancestry is Irish, but did you hitchhike around Ireland as a teenager?
Did.
Did we treat you well?
Oh, they were great. Yeah, when I was in, I think I was still 18, I was in near Cork, and I was sleeping on literally hitchhiking at night on a road. And there was this big wall near an estate, I guess, and the caretakers of the estate had a little house on the other side of the wall. They invited me in, this lady and her husband, and they let me stay over. They gave me their bed. They made breakfast for me in the morning and sent me on my way. They were very sweet.
True Irish hospitality. I'm glad to hear it. Listen, congratulations to you both on the Alto Knights. Phenomenal movie, and I can't wait for my audience to see it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming by.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Today, the beverage aisle looks a lot different than it used to. America's beverage companies are working together. We're delivering the options everyone wants. In fact, nearly 60% of beverages Americans buy have zero sugar. You'll find more variety than ever, including more of your favorites, now available with zero sugar. You'll also find more sizes and clear calorie information on the front of every can, bottle, and pack. We know when it comes to finding balance, the more choices, the better.